I figure the mindset just when you're going against a really good football team like that, a good quarterback, it's going to take a collective effort. It's going to take every guy in this locker room to play together, to be in sync as one, trust the guy next to you, trust your techniques, and hold each other accountable. And I think that's what we're going to have to do going into this game.
Is it hard to start a season against an opponent like that? You've had practice, the Niners when they were great, 12-13, the Seahawks in 14. Is it tough to do that right out of the gates before you really got your legs under you, like regular season legs, that is?
I think it's more so guys, you know, we're all competitors in here, so you're just excited to get things going. It's nothing like the home opener or even just the opening day of football. It's very exciting. I mean, it's just as big as a primetime game or a playoff game. You got your jitterbuzz going. You're excited because football is back, and it's first game of the season. So I don't think you don't consider it tough. You kind of look forward to it, and it should be a lot of fun.
There aren't a lot of guys in this locker room who are on that field in Seattle January 2015. This is obviously a different team and has been for some time now with the turnover and all that. Has time kind of faded those memories a little bit, or how do you
I see those guys. I mean, they're a really good football team, and they've proven that. And like I said, it's going to be a hard-fought battle throughout this game. And you know now the regular season's here. It's going to come all the way down to the last quarter, last drive, last play. So you got to be prepared for that. And that's one thing in the league. You can't get caught up in the past or what's going on outside this locker room. We only know what goes on in here. And we know that in this league you can't underestimate no one. And you got to take it serious. And I feel that's a really good football team, and we got to be well prepared for them.
So you don't think about that game much anymore?
That's long ago. This is a new team from then and now. So we don't think about that. You can't think about that. Now it's going into the 2017 season, and we got to find a way to try to get a win at home.
Morgan, Clay was just talking about giving himself pregame pep talks. Do you have any pregame rituals that you go through?
At home, my two boys, they pretty much give me the pep talk. They write on the little dry erase board at home what Dad needs to do today. So my son will draw up a checklist, and so hopefully whatever he creates for me, hopefully I can check those boxes off.
What kind of things does he put on the checklist?
He does some off-the-wall stuff. Like he comes up with all kind of crazy stuff. He like might come up with something like, "Yeah, Dad, try to get like 30 tackles," and I'm like, "Okay, I'll try, son."
It's a good number.
Yeah. How old is he now?
My oldest is 8. My youngest is 2.
Okay. I know league-wide Seattle safety corps is considered maybe the best in the league. Does that matter to you and Han? You guys talk about that. Does that kind of measuring stick matter to you at all?
We don't really get too caught up in that. I mean, we're all about what's going on inside our locker room. And like I said, our main goal is just find a way to get a win. And it's not a situation where it's a one group against the next group. It's all a team effort. You know, we're one unit on the defensive side, offensive side is one unit, and we got to find a way to play together to get a win.